a Rayo Original Podcast.
You've started smiling on red carpets.
Have I?
Yeah.
Well, what did I used to do? Just miserable.
Miserable. You How would you handle fancying your co-worker?
Previously, I've not handled it well.
What's your favourite kind of cardio? Do you know what mine is?
Go on.
Pole dancing at Freedom. Pete would become obsessed with fitness if the day comes when he has a wife and a child.
Just get me out of the house. Yeah.
Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood's Sunday Roast, the podcast.
Welcome to Sunday Roast podcast with Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood. This is our little supplement to the radio show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the extra bits from the radio and some new stuff.
Do we just chat, really?
Yeah, we do just chat. And do you know what we're going to chat about today? The Oscars.
People get really into the Oscars.
If there's one event I'd like to go to, it's the Oscars.
Really?
Yeah.
Just to, like, say you've been?
Yeah, just to one of them things, or Grammys or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Valid.
Yours is probably Met Gala, isn't it?
Do you know what? My relationship with red carpets, I feel like it feels different now. I actually think I just enjoy to watch the Oscars at a party.
I mean, would you have an Oscars party where you get everyone around? Do you care that much about the Oscars? Like, I don't really care who wins what, if I'm honest with you.
No, I don't think I do.
It doesn't really bother me in the slightest. But some people love it and they go around each other's houses. Have you ever been invited to an Oscars party?
I actually haven't.
I think that's probably because our friends are cool. That's probably the main thing. Sorry to anyone listening that's having an Oscars party.
I want to say, but is this more of an American thing?
Yeah.
I feel like award shows have, like, become quite controversial because no one's ever happy with the winners.
That's true, actually.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like we stopped being happy for each other.
Yeah.
I wonder who's nominated this year?
It's the big one is going to be Timothée Chalamet
for
Marty Supreme.
Did you watch that?
No.
I didn't.
It's about a geezer playing table tennis, darling. Nothing about that film makes me think, God, I have to go and watch some geezer smash a ball on a little table.
I don't know if that's like the whole film. I think it's more just like the story. I don't think there's that much table tennis in it.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you know what?
If I'd have known that, I'd have rushed to the cinema to watch it.
I'm waiting for it to come out on Amazon and I'll watch it.
Yeah, well, maybe you could have a Marty Supreme party.
I'm quite a big Timothée Chalamet fan.
I thought you were going to say you were a big table tennis fan then.
This is a Bible truth story and people think I'm taking the mick. I've been, you know, when there's a tennis table
A
nearby,
tennis table.
I have never been able to return the ball on table tennis in my whole life.
But you can play actual tennis.
I can play tennis. The racket's way bigger.
Yeah.
It's like the little paddle, tiny ball. Like, my eye to hand coordination is so bad. It's just a no.
So how are you good at tennis then?
It's a big racket, isn't it?
So I've never played tennis, but in my old office, I used to have a table tennis and it used to get quite competitive.
Yeah.
I'm not bad at table tennis, I'm going to be honest.
But then why don't you go and watch the film? You could have been professional.
To be honest with you, like, when they were casting for Marty Supreme, I did have an audition, but I was busy because I couldn't get time off radio.
Oh.
Yeah, I had loads of podcasts to record.
Have we
got a Glambot's a bit of a...
You wouldn't even know what that's about, would you?
No, I do know the Glambot thing.
Yeah,
because I've always wondered, because, right, and I'll tell you why I know this glam bot. So all the red carpets, there's this guy with the long hair that does the glam bot, which is like that slow-mo thing, isn't it? And I always think to myself, I'm so glad I've never been asked to do it. There was actually one at the Brits.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I did it with...
Tom Reed Wilson?
Yeah.
So you did a glam bot at the Brits with Tom Reed Wilson?
Yeah, I think so. I was ignoring all the advice to not do anything.
I avoid those things like the plague.
Why, though? You've got such a good pose.
Yes, but it's hard enough for my eye to focus when I'm not moving. And you just know that they do that thing and people like to spin round, don't they, when they do it. And one eye would catch the camera and the other one would take 3 to 5 business days to catch up.
I don't think you should be spinning anywhere, ever.
No. And also, yeah.
I've noticed as well, though, you've started smiling on red carpets.
Have I?
Yeah.
I've not noticed that.
I have.
Well, what did I used to do? Just so miserable.
Miserable.
Yeah.
You look a lot happier.
Yeah, but yeah, the Glambot thing is not for me. But the Glambot thing in America is massive. But the guy that does it, because he's always the same guy with all the hair, isn't it?
His name's Cole Walliser?
Yeah, let's go with Cole.
There was a story, basically, where people were reaching out. Because I don't really understand this, because, like, is the tech his? Is the camera his? Like, what?
I'm not entirely sure, but...
People was reaching out to try and basically book him for events and getting really rude, sarky replies and then him quoting them, like, insane amounts of money.
£1 million.
Is that true?
I don't know, but if you're charging, then I'm in the wrong job, because I reckon I could just get like a pole with a Kodak flash on and spin it around a little bit.
I think it is a pretty high-tech bit of kit, that camera. Why don't you open it up as like a sub-business?
Do you reckon?
Staying Relevant.
Maybe we could, Staying Relevant Productions, we do a Glambot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a plan. I don't have a lot of time because I've got a lot of podcasts.
Well, you've got three.
Yeah.
Have you?
I don't know. But yeah, do you want to know how to help yourself in your career, Liv?
Go on.
Cry.
Expand.
So there is an article that's come out saying that crying at work can help your career, all right? So like having a bit of a crash out at work.
I refuse being quite to vulnerable. Believe that's true. This is from The Independent.
It must be true.
And it's talking about basically being more vulnerable might help you get further in your career. That's would be the opposite effect to me and people that I work with.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, I feel like everyone in this room would feel quite awkward if you cried.
I would never cry at work unless something terrible happened.
Okay.
But also, I do get quite uncomfortable when other people cry.
Yeah.
Like, I'm that meme, you know, when there's like...
How uncomfortable would you get if I cried?
I would want to support you and I would. And I would hug you for like a second, but I would feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You have to understand, I think I've seen my dad cry once, my mum cry like twice. I haven't grown up around people showing emotion.
And you're not really a crier either, are you?
No.
At all. All right.
Well, I'll tell you... I allow myself like
the odd tear.
Crash out.
Yeah.
But like I give myself like 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then I have to get back to business.
Okay, fine. All right. Well, listen, I want you to rate these crash outs then.
Okay, go on.
All right? So we've got three here. The first one's from Sophie.
Yeah.
She cried in the toilet at work because she accidentally liked a 2018 Instagram photo of a guy she went on 3 Hinge dates with. She panicked, blocked him, unblocked him, then blocked him again and cried.
Dear God, Sophie.
How's that for a crash out?
What is wrong with you? That's an insane thing to cry about. If I like someone's photo from 2018, I'll just double down and comment on it.
Nice, yeah.
I'm like, actually, to block, unblock, and then re-block. Like, I hope he blocked you
after that. Yeah, that
that's
kind of
nuts.
Madness, yeah. Not good in a crisis, Sophie, I'm going to be honest with you.
How do you feel if you've gone on like 2 dates with a girl and then you got a notification that she'd liked a photo on your Instagram from like 10 years ago?
I'd remember why it was only 2 dates. Next up's Max.
I would actually be buzzing if someone I liked went that far down my Instagram. Because I'd be like, you're obsessed.
Next up is Max. Max says, I cried at work because the girl in my office I've been flirting with for 6 months announced she has a boyfriend and then immediately asked if I could help him pick an anniversary present because I'm good with guy stuff.
Max. Oh,
Max. Bridesmaid and never the bride.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything nice I can say.
I don't want to be harsh, Max, but if you've been flirting for 6 months and in that time she hasn't suddenly announced she's got a boyfriend, that means that she's obviously been dating someone. You think you're flirting, she obviously hasn't realised, or she just doesn't care.
This is that classic situation of the co-worker that has the crush, but pretends like he doesn't. That's a terrible place to be.
Yeah, it's not gone well for you,
How
Max.
How do you handle fancying your co-worker?
Previously, I've not handled it well. But luckily for me, I work with Sam Thompson, so it's not really an issue. But yeah, do you know what the harshest part of that for Max, I think, is being the guy that's good with kind of guy stuff at helping to pick that. It's rubbing salt in the wounds, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
It's like unrequited love and then helping. So then what would you do? Would you actually try and be good or would you just try and stitch him up, the new boyfriend up?
I don't know, but I wouldn't cry.
No.
About it.
No, Max, stop crying.
Chloe said... It's not Burrows, is it? I cried at work because I accidentally said... God, these are all like... These people just need to open their brains up. I cried at work because I accidentally sent a message about my boss to my boss. It was meant to go to my friend and said, if he says, quick catch up one more time, I'm actually going to lose my mind. He replied, come to my office, please. I cried before going in.
Firstly, that's not that bad a message.
Can I tell you something I did similar? I moaned about my boss while the cameras are still rolling.
You do need to come to my office.
You're not my boss.
What?
You're not
I
my boss.
I press the buttons.
I guess you'd be superior to me, but you're not my boss. I'm not your subordinate.
Subordinate.
That is stressful because if you land yourself in it at work, you need your job. Do you know what I mean? But I still wouldn't cry.
What do you think it would take for you to cry at work? Because I'm going to be honest with you, Sophie, Max and Chloe... Get a grip. You're all crying over nothing.
Yeah, I have to say, there's not any of those stories that I particularly connect with.
I don't think you'd even cry if there was sort of a death.
Do you know the last time I felt like I was going to cry in public? After an event the other week, I got in a car and the driver was pecking my head so hard with questions, I felt like I was undergoing torture. And I was like, my voice was like, oh yeah.
You got the Spanish Inquisition from a taxi driver.
I literally feel like if I have to verbalise an answer one more, like I'm going to just start crying. Because like, what? Stop, please. I'm fighting for my life back here.
Yeah, if I was going to think about you crying, I imagine the only thing it would be out of frustration rather than sadness.
Frustration,
or...
and when I'm hungover, I do sometimes shed a tear because I do feel the weight of my actions.
Well, I'll tell you what's good for that then.
Mm.
The gym. Now, this is a very good one because...
I'm not supporting this story.
Well, I am, because you go to the gym quite regularly, a few times a week, got the PT, up early, going to the gym. But apparently, me, who's not been to the gym in 8 years, I'm doing just as much as you by thinking about it. And I keep thinking to myself, I should go to the gym, and apparently that is as good for me as you pumping iron at 5 a.m.
Okay, so basically this study says that the mental imagery of strong muscles... or imagining they were exercising, at the end of 4 weeks, participants in the study were twice as strong as those who didn't actually work out. I don't believe that.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe we should arm wrestle. Because I haven't been to the gym in 8 years. You go on the regular. I'm just going to think about doing 10 press-ups now. Yeah, I'm pumped. Shall we?
You know how weak my arms are.
That's why I'd only arm wrestle you. You've got arms like a noodle. But is this the power of manifestation?
I think this is a dangerous way of like giving people... accountability, like you, to not go to the gym.
Personally, I think this is...
Do you think you'll ever be into exercise?
I used to be.
No, I know, but I just have this image. I don't know why. I really hope it's not true. But maybe you become 45 and be one of those guys that starts doing, like, ultra marathons. You know, like...
What, Lycra?
Do you know what? Pete would become obsessed with fitness if the day comes when he has a wife and a child and then he suddenly needs
just
a reason.
Just get me out of the house. Yeah.
He suddenly needs a reason to go to, like, the desert for a month.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to take on this challenge. I have to do it for myself. And just for a charity on there for extra.
Yeah, nice. Actually, that's a really good point.
I can't believe that you actually do hikes for charity because I think of you... I mean, I've walked next to you. You sound like Wheezy the Penguin. So I can't believe that you actually get signed off to hike up mountains.
But you know what's mad is I'm weirdly
at altitude
quite fit for someone that doesn't do anything.
Do you think it's because you basically live your life at high altitude where you're so unhealthy?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, going on a hike or doing exercise is a walk in the park in comparison to my lifestyle.
What's your favourite kind of cardio?
It depends, really.
Do you know what mine is?
Go on.
Pole dancing at Freedom.
Pole dancing, it's Freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Or any kind of dancing in any
Mine's
kind
ripping
of
men off the poles at Freedom if they get too close to you. Have you ever manifested anything that you've wanted?
I feel I've accidentally manifested my whole life.
So you believe in manifestation?
Yeah.
Nice, okay.
Do you not?
No.
You don't believe in it?
No.
I don't believe it works like on its own. I think you have to obviously put the...
I think it's belief and hope, and I think that's a good thing for people to have belief and hope in things.
I think there's a power in like what you put out in the universe. I now need to look at what I've been putting out because... But I think there is a power in that, but I don't believe that it works on its own. You can't just like sit indoors and pray for something to happen.
No.
You need to, you know what they say? The harder you work, the luckier you get.
And I fully believe that graft makes a difference on a lot of things. I think if you're bone idle and just want nice things,
then
you're not
going
to get...
How long would you graft after something that you really want?
I'd never stop grafting if I really wanted it.
Good answer.
And to be honest with you, the gym's just not for me. Last time I went to the gym, I couldn't work out how to use the treadmill. So it was too quick, and then
what
I tried to get on as it was already going and
it
flew off the back. So,
was this when you went in your building that time?
Yeah.
Why would you?
I don't know. I don't use. There's loads of buttons on it. I just go and start.
They're so simple.
I know, but it's just a lot, isn't it? And I just couldn't deal with the people in there.
The people are a problem.
Like people grunting and sweating everywhere, and like, and also, why does everyone need to take their top off and stand in front of the mirror?
If someone's grunting next to me, sweating, top off, they at least better bought me dinner first.
This is the Sunday Roast on Kiss, and if you're here with me and Liv today and you're feeling a bit fragile, chances are you're a big fan of a night out.
We like a night out, don't we, Pete?
We love a night out.
Now, there's a story that we've been reading about this guy that went into a phone box, tried and order a kebab, and got locked in there and then had to be rescued by firefighters.
I don't know who uses a phone box anymore, but...
Well, there's so many questions that
so
arise.
Many questions.
But the question that had us asking is, like, where's the weirdest place we've ended up after a night out? Pete's answers we couldn't share on the radio. My that came to my memory, and shout out to my friend Charlotte, who's married with child now. We share this. It's so weird to see your friends have kids and like normal lives. When we actually ended up in the back of a postman's van after a night out, it's not as sketchy as it sounds. We were coming back from a night out. This is like pre-Uber times. I don't even know how we got to like near where my house is. It was like 6 in the morning. My postman of like my family home saw me, pulled over and was like, what are you doing on the street? You know, I was like trying to get home. He's like, jump in the back. So we was in the back with all the letters.
Just lying down
just
with all the letters.
Down. I think we were opening some. And then we got delivered to my dad's front door.
So the postman dropped you and your mate off at your dad's front door after you'd been in the back of the van opening people's letters.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. That just about sums you up.
Yeah, what a memory.
You're a mess.
Pete Wiggs and Olivia Atwood's Sunday Roast, the podcast. Pete Wiggs and Olivia Atwood's Sunday Roast, the podcast.
Something that both of us have done this week, which neither of us have done for a long time. Public transport.
Yeah.
We both got the train this week on separate occasions.
Specifically, what kind of train?
We got the underground.
We did.
During rush hour.
Yes.
All right. So I was really, really late and stuck in loads of traffic and jumped on the train. It was a lot, I'm going to be honest with you, because there was close proximity people and everyone's always on their phone. Mm-hmm. It's really difficult not to look at someone's phone when they stood next to you right under
you.
You also got on public transport on the underground this week. I'm not one of them people where, like, if my friend is there and they've got their phone out, I won't look at it.
See, I will.
No,
but
see,
not even on purpose. I just, my eye just goes there.
Well, 58% of people have admitted to looking at someone else's phone on public transport, and I fear I may have been one of those 58% this week when I was on the train.
Why because did you look at someone's phone?
So I was stood up in the thing and there's just lots of like people, and weirdly enough, they must have all been going to a convention for hobbits or something, because they were all shorter than me.
Comic-Con?
Might have been, but they were all tiny people, so I was taller. So I don't like to look up. I know.
What?
People were just felt small around me. So their phones were just there. And because I couldn't go anywhere, there's nowhere else to look, because otherwise you'll catch eyes with someone and I don't want to do that. So I was looking down, but then there's a phone there. I couldn't help it.
And what was happening on the phone?
She was texting something, but it was like a really long message.
Yeah.
Like a really long message. It was like, you know, like when you're having them arguments or something with someone and you're really trying to get a point across. Yeah, it was a big long message. And I do feel bad. Because like she was trying to explain a point.
I do like it when you see someone send a really long message, you think someone's getting it.
Yeah, someone's getting it.
But you know what my friends have asked me so many times to do is to invest in one of those privacy screens, because I like to have my phone brightness so high up, and I've traumatised many people next to me with my phone.
I can imagine. Apparently there's a new phone that has a built-in privacy screen.
Well, that's boring. Do you know why I've never had one?
I've got one on order.
Shock. When you stick that privacy screen thing, it basically reflects your phone so people can't read over your shoulder. I think it affects the selfie camera.
Really?
Well, yeah, because it's like it distorts the screen slightly. I had one on before.
Okay. What would you be more interested to see if you were looking over someone's shoulder then? Their messages or their For You page?
Their messages. Oh, actually, no. Because I don't know who they're messaging. It means nothing to me. Can I just change that and say the camera roll?
Yeah, see what you
I
like,
want to
darling.
See what people take pictures of.
Okay, I remember one of the most fascinating things I've ever seen is watch a girl alter her photo.
Alter? Do you mean edit?
Like, yeah, edit the pictures. And it went on, I'm not even joking, for about 15 minutes.
Was you then watching over someone's shoulder? Is someone you know?
No, it was someone that I didn't know. Like, just watching them do it and just, like, alter this picture. It was like art. It was incredible.
It's very high tech, some of these girls.
Unbelievable. Like, really going for it. And they're zooming in and then, like, the background, the trees having to come in and, like, all sorts. It was educational, if I'm honest.
Terrifying.
Terrifying, but educational. It's weird. We're just like voyeurs, aren't we? We all like to see things we're not.
It's
a brain up there somewhere.
Yeah, I've always got time for other people's business.
See, I'm not a gossiper. I'm not really interested in any of that sort of stuff. I don't like a gossip.
You're not, are you? You don't like gossip. You're better than everyone else.
No. It's not that I just don't care.
I care so much about other people. That's why I don't mind people gossiping about me, because I think I love to gossip about other people. So this is karma.
Well, that's why I hate people gossiping about me, because I just don't care.
I don't care.
But what I do like to do is I love people watching. People watching is one of my favourite things to do. So actually watching someone, like the thought of watching someone's screen, I don't care what's happening. It's just the fact that I shouldn't be doing it.
So go on, tell me this then. What about someone having an argument? Do you like to watch?
Listen,
so you do. You are quite nosy then.
Yeah, but not with people, like, if it's personal.
Okay, so if there was gossip in this radio station about people we know, you wouldn't want to know.
Couldn't really give a monkey's. But then if
producer
I
Producer Lydia, got hot tea for you after this podcast. Pete doesn't want to know, so we'll wait till he leaves.
Yeah, please do. But if I was outside and there was a couple having a Barney in the street, I'd watch it.
Well, you might be able to catch your own reflection in a minute, having a Barney with someone. You have listened to the Sunday Roast podcast with Liv and Pete, and we'll see you next week.
Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood's Sunday Roast, the podcast.
A Rayo original podcast. Rayo.